Hello, and welcome to the WPI Global Lab podcast. Today we're speaking with Emma Maholchik and Kyle Corey, who created a guide and other resources to help other WPI students use transmedia storytelling to improve their IQP and MQP work. If you'd like to learn more about their work or the Global Lab, you can visit global-lab.wpi.edu. And now on to the interview. So would both of you just introduce yourselves first?
My name is Emma Maholchik. I'm a junior, and I study chemical engineering and environmental and sustainability studies.
I'm Kyle Corey. I'm also a junior, and I study computer science.
So what is transmedia, and how do you define it?
So I would define transmedia as the use of multiple media platforms to generate like a story that also has contribution from a larger community. So you see it a lot of times in big movies and the entertainment industry. For example, like Star Wars or Harry Potter, they use a lot of transmedia storytelling.
What experience did you wish to impart with your presentation, and why did you choose the style that you did?
Yeah, one of the biggest influences that uses transmedia storytelling is Harry Potter. Just the variety of different media pieces that they use, like the books and the movies, and you can go to Harry Potter World and Universal Studios. So for us, we see that a lot of people know about Harry Potter, whether you're as big of fans as we are, or me in particular. Everybody knows Harry Potter, and the reason that everybody knows about it is because of this use of transmedia storytelling. And the reason that we wanted to use that to explain our project is because that's how we see the influence in the IQP itself. Because the IQPs can reach a huge amount of people with each respective IQP project, but also just in general with how many IQPs there are overall at WPI. We see that same reach being there, and we just want to enhance that ability to reach people.
Who is the target audience for your project?
So the target audience for our project, the guide was the students doing IQPs. So we wanted students to be able to refer to this guide and be able to incorporate more media into their IQPs and add like a storytelling aspect to it as well. And for our presentation, it was for the Global Lab staff and our IQP advisors. And we thought it was a really cool example of how we could incorporate transmedia into our project as well. And it was really fun to make too.
So can you tell me more about this guide?
Yeah, so the guide covers the idea of transmedia storytelling, and there's about six other pages that go over the different media sources and different types of media that you can use in your own projects. The reason we decided to do a guide was there's so many resources already available at WPI and a bunch of resources that people just don't know that we have. So we wanted to create a sort of directory for other IQP groups or just students in general who wanted to introduce different media elements to their projects. And we thought that a guide could really bring that all together.
So yeah, for our guide website, we used WordPress, which WPI offers to all students. We use that as a platform to build that up, and so that way it can be maintained afterwards as well. And we also provided a guide to the Global Lab as well, so that way more people can contribute to that guide. On top of that, we also built the website for our presentation. That was just using like basic web technology, so HTML, CSS, JavaScript. And that allowed us to give it a theme and make it really interactive while we were presenting. Other things that we did was taking photos. We actually used the Global Lab Studio to take some photographs of their equipment and our written report as well. So that way our project spread across multiple media platforms.
Was a video something you really wanted to get to, but just didn't?
Yeah, we also experimented with different types of software and creating photo edited material as well. So we kind of just explored as much as we could. And I don't think we created a video, but we wanted to do that at some point. But that also brought up a lot of the feasibility of doing these media projects and how you can't really necessarily do all parts that we usually did with IQPs. Like, you can't necessarily write the 100-page report and create all this other media content. And so that might be something that people look at in the future, addressing that problem. One of the animations that we did, but video just didn't fit into our time frame.
How would you envision students completing a paper while also using transmedia storytelling?
So I think a major factor in this is the student's interest in learning these tools or their prior experience in these tools as well. So if a student, like me, for example, loves photography, they'll be more likely to incorporate photography into their project on top of their paper as well. And if a student really likes video or is really interested in learning video, I could see them definitely being able to do both the video and the paper. For example, like websites in our project, we created that final presentation website, and that was a lot of work putting that together. But it was something that I really enjoyed creating websites. So it was something really easy to put together with a lot of experience behind it.
Yeah, it seems each project would have to be molded to the characteristics of that group of individuals that are doing that project. So it really depends, and it makes it more interesting with the products that they can create based off of the skill set that each person brings to the table. And for the papers, they might have somebody that really likes writing and might be just a different adaptation to writing a report. It might not necessarily be the way it is right now, but it could definitely still be a big writing element.
So, Emma, what part of the project did you most enjoy working on?
The final presentation. I think we both enjoyed that a lot. Just to be able to finally bring everything that we did together and apply a theme that was really relevant to the project. And it encouraged me to do that with my other projects that I had that term. So it was something, I think what happened with us is what we hope happens with other people, that if they look at our website, that they will be encouraged to do that with other projects as well, not just see it as this huge thing that they have to do, and then once it's done, they never look back at it again. Like, I've shown, 100 people the website because I thought it was really cool, so.
Then one more question for you, Emma. You mentioned during the presentation that you learned Photoshop to be able to do some of the work that you did. How did that go, and do you think you'll ever use those skills again? And for Kyle, was there something that you also had to learn specifically for this project that you didn't know before?
There were two things that I had to learn for this project, I would say. The first would be portrait photography. I've always been a landscape photographer, but when we took pictures of the equipment, we wanted a person in the photo, and I ended up being that person in the photo, so I had to set up the camera, get into position, and take self-portraits almost. And it was a skill I've never practiced before. And then Emma came in and then ended up taking the photos with me using the tripod. But I've never practiced that skill before, so I learned that for the project. And the other one would be just more exploration into my web development skills, because that final presentation took a lot of different skills and animations and stuff to create and put together. It involved me doing a lot of experimentation and figuring out, how do I do a custom cursor? Because we actually had a wand cursor. You couldn't see it in the final presentation, but it was there. So it was a lot of learning those new skills.
So in addition to the wand cursor, you had a globe in the presentation that showed the points of all the project centers. Who did that, and what was that all about?
Yeah, so the globe in the project, our original idea for an IQP to do was to create, a globe that kind of let you sort out which IQPs you were interested in going to. And that eventually changed as we went through and narrowed it down based on what does the IQP actually need? But that globe was still of interest to us, and we ended up putting it in. So we had that 3D model created, I think, what was it, last D term? And we ended up putting it together, and I went through the website and used Google Maps to identify the coordinates of each project site and put that into the globe, and then threw a color filter over it to make it look like it was kind of built into the paper and moving like a Harry Potter type element.
If you could change something about your final project, what would you change?
As cool as the presentation was, what was also really cool was us getting to sit down and just you know, develop this idea, and like that process itself was really important. And I think we're not always necessarily allowed to do that in our projects, is just to be as creative as you can. And then you can create stuff like that we did in that presentation. So just giving the students the time to just be like, all right, here, you can go and do whatever you want, to an extent, I think really made that presentation come to life in that way, because we were just bouncing ideas off and we got sidetracked sometimes, but it was really, it really developed that final presentation. So that was important.
Yeah, I also agree with that. I think that the WordPress ended up being pretty limited. It's very easy for somebody who's not a computer science major to modify and stuff, but it's very limited. And our final presentation was unlimited in its ability to convey information, whereas the WordPress is limited in its way to basically just text. So that, I think going back, I would change that decision.
And to close out, can you tell me a bit more specifically about what this guide is and where I can find it?
Yeah, if you want to check out anything that we talked about, you can go to the Global Lab Canvas page and you'll find our website and our final presentation there. So the guide goes through the different topics that we've talked about, transmedia storytelling, photography, videos. There's different software that's available that you can link out to. Most of it's free. And there's different best practices and videos associated as well for each of the different media types. So people can really explore and learn about it on their own time. And even if they don't know a great deal, just watching a few of those videos could really bring them up to speed on making a short video that's good enough to be part of the projects that they create.
Our presentation will also be available on the Canvas page and on our guide as well. So you can use that as an example of how to use transmedia storytelling within a website.